What follows is a guided meditation, rather brief, of the stages of dying. After doing some shamatha, refuge, and bodhicitta, if that's part of your practice, you can continue with your eyes closed, or they can be half open. And after a few minutes of shamatha, you can begin the stages of dissolution, which I will guide you through, and you can visualize these things as though they were happening to you. The first dissolution is the aggregate of form. As you are beginning the dying process, the energies associated with the aggregate of form begin to deteriorate and fall away. Most commonly, the first indication of this dissolution is the gradual decline of eye consciousness. First, you will experience the loss of visual clarity. And as that proceeds, eventually, you will find yourself unable to open or close the eyes. The body internally will have a sense of great heaviness. You may feel as though you are buried beneath the earth. Externally, the body becomes thin and uncoordinated. It loses its vitality and luster. At this point in the dying process, you will see visions of shimmering water, much like a mirage. When the aggregate of form has been dissolved, then we begin to enter into the second dissolution, which is the aggregate of feeling. At this point in dying, swallowing becomes difficult. Internally, you lose the ability to experience pleasure, pain, and neutral feelings. Externally, all of the various fluids of the body, sweat, tears, urine, saliva, they begin to dry up and the body becomes dry and very parched. And at this point, the deterioration of one's hearing begins. And all of this is happening while you see a vision of swirling puffs of smoke as if there was a fire all around you. With the dissolution of the aggregate of feeling, the third dissolution begins. This is the aggregate of discrimination. The first indication externally is that the body begins to lose its warmth. Internally, if there are people nearby, you cannot recognize voices, you cannot tell who is who. Perhaps your breathing speeds up, and the exhalations may be strong, but the inhalations are becoming more and more weak. And all of this is followed by the deterioration of your sense of smell. And while all of that's happening, you will see a vision of small lights, like sparks from a fire or small fireflies, everywhere around. The fourth dissolution is the aggregate of volitional formations. You will find that you are unable to remain focused upon any object, and you will lose the ability of physical movement. Cannot grasp or lift or hold. From the inside, you are now no longer able to perceive external worldly activities, no longer compelled by those things. Externally, your breathing has stopped, and there will be no pulse which can be found. From an ordinary Western point of view, you are officially dead, but according to Tibetan tradition, not yet. And at that point, you will see a vision of a dull flame. This marks the dissolution of the last of the four elements, including the dissolution of the gross conceptual mind. And although the ability to sustain the gross consciousness is lost, a subtle consciousness still remains. The fifth dissolution is the dissolution of consciousness into luminosity. The gross consciousness now dissolved. Conceptuality has ceased. And only your subtle consciousness remains, at which point consciousness dissolves into luminosity, and you will see a vision of a radiant white sky, as if saturated with moonlight. The sixth dissolution is luminosity into radiance. Now, this luminosity which you experienced as moonlight filling the sky, illuminating everything, this dissolves into radiance, and the moonlit sky is replaced by a vision of a radiant, fiery red-orange sky. In time, radiance dissolves, and only your most subtle consciousness remains. At this point, you will have a vision of a radiant black sky. At this point, you will fall into unconsciousness. However, death is still not occurring. And after some time, hard to say, a few moments or a few days, you begin to become conscious again. And now you experience the pristine natural state of clear light. The subtle mind appears as luminous, radiant. Everything is transparent. In this state, you will feel very calm, very peaceful, very alert, and you will be aware in a way which is multidimensional, many perspectives at once. If you have trained in emptiness, you will recognize this as an experience of emptiness. Here you will have an opportunity to gain a direct realization of emptiness. Visualize that experience. You can remain in this clear light meditation, this pristine state of subtle mind, luminous and radiant, for as long as you like. But if you become distracted, then please end the meditation and dedicate the merit.